Welcome back, Warriors, to another episode of Mushin Mindset. This is your host, Michael. So, in this episode, what I really wanted to talk about is something that I've really started implementing over the past month and a half. And it's really made a huge difference. And I think it's one of those things, if you feel kind of down in life or having trouble finding motivation or drive in the day, or, you know, you just kind of want to level up in life, this one thing will really help out a lot. And so what it is basically just, it's very, very simple, but it's kind of difficult to start implementing for a lot of people. And that's really waking up early in the morning. And it sounds crazy to think that it would make that big a difference, but it really does. In the past month or so, month and a half that I've been doing this pretty regularly, it's made such a huge difference. Waking up early in the morning, especially waking up early in the morning and then going to the gym, going to go exercise, waking up first thing in the morning and being productive. And so what I noticed is it kind of jump starts your day. Whereas, you know, most people wake up late or wake up right before they have to leave and, you know, rush to get ready and leave the house. When you wake up early, it gives you so much time to yourself in the morning, and, you know, most other people are asleep. It's a lot more quiet. The sun's not even out, you know, if you're waking up early enough. And you just have, it really sparks creativity and productivity. And so I've been getting up at about 4:30 in the morning to 5. That's what I've been doing pretty regularly. And I'm not gonna lie, some days it's difficult for me, and, you know, some days I guess weakness takes hold of me and I'll get up a little bit later, like 7. But I'm really, really trying to mitigate that. So it's not one of those things where it's, you know, you have to constantly battle with yourself. And that's part of what makes it such a good thing, is part of that is because it is a battle with yourself. Because most people don't want to wake up that early. Most people don't want to wake up that early, especially if they don't have to. And I try and make a point to still wake up early, even on days where, you know, I'm not working, or even on an off day where I'm not going to the gym. I'll still make an attempt to wake up early on those days and just kind of stay up and try and be productive, do something productive, meditate, read something. So one of the things about waking up early is, first of all, when you wake up early, especially, and wake up early according to what your schedule is, when I say wake up early, because I know some people work nights, and so, you know, waking up at 4:30 in the morning, well, it's not so practical, because if you're working like an overnight shift somewhere, that's, it doesn't really fit in your schedule. So still get the amount of sleep you need, but wake up early as it pertains to your schedule. But, you know, when you wake up early, especially if you wake up early in the morning, you know, the first thing that you just beat is you just beat the sun. The sun's not even out yet. Yeah, if you wake up at that time. And you're also beating most people, because most people are not willing to wake up that early in the morning, especially when they don't have to. So the average person is still sleeping, or, you know, still fighting to get out of bed. Meanwhile, you're already up before them, getting after a workout, being productive, reading a book, while everybody else is still snoozing in the morning. And then another thing is, you know, some people find it easy. Some people are just morning people. But then other people, it's not so easy to get yourself up that early. You know, the bed is comfortable. It may be cold outside, whatever the case may be, you're tired. But when you force yourself to get up and actually get out of bed and start being active, you just beat yourself. And you just beat that voice in your head that's telling you, like, no, stay in your comfort zone. Just don't worry about it. What's the point? So when you do this, you start off your morning already beating several enemies, already accomplishing several big tasks. You know, you already beat the sun up. You already beat the average person waking up and starting to be productive. You already beat yourself and your own negative talk in your head. And so when you start your day like that, it's really empowering. And I really recommend that everybody go out and try. And some days you'll be successful, some days you won't. But let those days that you're not successful with waking up early, don't let that hold you down. Don't let that keep you from continuing doing it. Just keep at it, stay disciplined. And just every day keep trying. Keep trying to wake up early, keep trying to wake up early, or pace yourself. Try and wake up earlier. You know, wake up 30 minutes earlier one day, and then keep working back until you reach that perfect time for you. 4:30, 5, 4, if you really want to, 3, whatever works for you, whatever your goal is. But what I noticed is when I do that, when I get up early, get up at 4:30, have some time to kind of meditate to myself, I like to listen to motivational videos. Like, in those crucial hours when you first wake up, your brain actually absorbs a lot of things. So I try and watch or listen to motivational videos, motivational speeches, or read something kind of inspirational or motivational. And then that way it really jump starts the morning even more. So it gets you in the right mindset. So you wake up, you beat the sun up, you get something inspirational, you know, into your mind, and then it really helps to act as a springboard for the rest of your day. And then I'll go to the gym, or well, I have like a coffee or something before that, just a cup, and then go to the gym and then get my workout in. And then by the time, you know, the workout's over, you know, everybody is out starting their day, and you've already had so much time to conquer things in the morning. And so I noticed that kind of snowballed, and the rest of my day always felt really productive. So when you try it, you'll start to notice it too, that you'll be really productive for that day if you actually get up and you actually get after it in the morning. And one of the things, it's really important to just be disciplined and not be hard on yourself. Because before, when I tried to do this, I would be successful one day and then the next day not. You know, I would end up oversleeping, or I'd hit snooze, and I would kind of beat myself up over it and be like, okay, well, I failed this day. So, you know, what's the point of, you know, trying again the next day? What's the point of waking up early? And I would get into kind of like this negative self-talk about it. And it would always happen to be kind of an on and off thing. And so this past month and a half has really been fairly consistent for me, and it's really paid off, and it's really made a difference in my life, I think. And I'm looking forward to continuing with it and seeing the continued improvements I can make in it, and then, you know, updating everybody on it. But it's really beneficial, and if you do this, it really will change your life, you know, starting tomorrow when you try it. Just come at it with an open mind, be ready to work. Be ready to also, you know, go through the struggle of trying to get yourself to wake up. Like, it's not going to be easy, and you're not really going to enjoy it. But if you can push yourself, if you can get yourself to do it, it'll really pay off, because you'll really feel accomplished and proud of yourself that you were able to do something that you didn't want to do and that made you uncomfortable. So this has been a huge one for me, and I highly recommend it for everybody else. And, you know, hopefully it helps everybody level up in your life, because that's what it's all about. It's all about improving every single day as a person and just being better than who you were yesterday. And I think that's kind of what, you know, where happiness lies, is just improving and just being better. And so I'll be back on the podcast on Friday, and hopefully I will have my cousin Christian, who had a podcast, Meditations with Christian, and also does YouTube videos on healthy living and self-improvement. So hopefully I'll have him on later this week, on Friday around 3:30 Eastern time. And hopefully everyone can tune in and enjoy that, and hopefully we'll be able to talk about a lot of things and help people to improve their lives and be a better them. So take care, everyone, and see you in the next episode.